From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The wreckage of a passenger plane which went missing with 54 people on board in the rugged eastern Indonesia Sunday has been found by villagers, according to officials, with rescuers expected to head to the crash site. The plane was operated by the Indonesian carrier Trigana Air, lost contact with air traffic control just before 3 p.m. local time after taking off from Jayapura, that's the capital of Papua Province, according to the search and rescue agency. The twin turboprop plane was carrying 44 adult passengers, 5 children, and 5 crew on the flight, which was scheduled to take about 45 minutes. Meanwhile, a resident said that the flight had crashed into a mountain, according to the Transport Ministry Director General of Air Transportation, Suprayetso. Officials were still verifying the information from local residents, he said. There was no information about whether anyone may have survived. At least 58 people were killed in Syria Sunday in the Syrian government airstrikes on the rebel-held town of Duma near Damascus, according to a monitoring group. The attacks on a market wounded another 200 people, mainly civilians, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Meanwhile, opposition fighters in Duma have regularly traded fire with Syrian military. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. The taking of the capital's Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters and gave them control of a major city 125 kilometers from Baghdad. VOA News. The number of migrants asphyxiated in the hold of an overcrowded fishing boat off the Italian coast has climbed to 49, according to Italian media Sunday. Authorities made the grim discovery on Saturday when an Italian Navy patrol boat was sent to the sinking vessel's aid as it made the journey across the Mediterranean to Europe. At first, around 40 people were thought to have died, but the number has been revised upwards to 49, according to reports citing authorities in the Sicilian port city of Catania. Some 312 survivors were pulled off the boat and were to arrive in Catania on Monday aboard a Norwegian vessel. Turkey and the United States said on Sunday that Washington would withdraw its Patriot missile batteries from the country in October after bolstering Ankara's air defenses against threats from Syria's civil war. The NATO mandate for the two-year mission will run out in October and will not be renewed, but the U.S. is prepared to return Patriot assets and personnel to Turkey within a week if needed, according to a joint Turkish-U.S. statement. The home minister for Pakistan's Punjab province was killed in a suicide bombing Sunday, and at least 14 others also died in an attack about 100 kilometers northwest of Islamabad. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Witnesses say the deceased minister, Shuja Khanzada, was listening to complaints of villagers at his residence in the Attock district when a suicide bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body. The massive blast caused the building to collapse and trap dozens of people under the rubble. Provincial advisor Saeed Elahi says civilian and military rescue teams quickly reached the site to retrieve bodies and assist the wounded.
But as you know, there's a congested small town. The narrow streets and the blocked roads, so that was a problem, reaching there.
Minister Khanzada was leading a crackdown against militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban and Al-Qaeda in the province. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Real estate mogul Donald Trump, the frontrunner in the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination, said Sunday that illegal immigrants will have to leave the U.S. if he is elected. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press about his political views, Trump said, "We're going to keep families together, but they have to go. We either have a country or we don't have a country." There are an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Trump has taken a hard line against them as he runs to succeed President Barack Obama, who was constitutionally barred from seeking a third term. Trump has accused Mexico of allowing criminals and rapists to enter the United States illegally and vowed to build an impenetrable wall. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.